This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Go.
There's a drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
The drive and the two.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah. Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Trevor Valise, Derek Piper on assignment at Happy Valley.
Hey, John Beilein no longer the coach of the Cavaliers.
Oh, is that official now?
That's what Woj is tweeting.
Okay.
Which is kind of crazy when you consider that he signed a 5-year deal?
Right.
Less than 6 months ago.
And I wonder do with something like that.
It looks like it's from both Woj and Shams, who's the new Yahoo guy. They said they're in the process of agreeing to part ways today.
Okay. So if he signed, I'm going to throw out for easy purposes, 5-year, $50 million. I wonder how they do that. If they just say, why don't you leave now and we'll give you 20 of it?
I can't imagine that less than 6 months into a 5-year contract, they
gonna give
are
you 20
willing
million?
To give him the remaining amount of the contract.
Well, there's got to be some, there has to be some guaranteed to it. Unless he did something horribly wrong and jeopardized his contract, basically just was bad.
It just wasn't working.
No, so
they have the worst record in the NBA at 14-40. I'm sorry, the second worst. Let's see. This is from Woj. Since he signed a 5-year contract upon leaving Michigan, Beilein has been increasingly unable to adjust to what he called a dramatically different world in the NBA.
Mm.
Cleveland ownership and management were determined to see through a difficult start, but it has become increasingly apparent to both the front office and the coach himself that the partnership is headed to an inevitable split this week, league sources told Woj.
Okay. Beilein certainly didn't do any favors earlier with a comment he made. So, you know, it's just one of those where
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on where he was implementing the college system in the NBA where he was calling plays. I think it was like Polar Bear, Grizzly Bear, and guys like Kevin Love are rolling their eyes like, really?
Oh, boy.
And it didn't work. It seemed like a strange move to begin with.
Yeah, it did.
And it's another example of a college coach that goes to the NBA and can't cut it.
Yep. Well, I'm sure he's going to make some good money, and I'm sure he's going to be wanted next year by a college.
Oh, he'll be the hottest name on the market, and the fact that he's already been fired or agreed to part ways, I mean, someone could be doing, you know, a college school that is looking to maybe part ways with their coach.
Roy Williams?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's interesting. I didn't think about that.
Carolina, man, they just keep losing in weird fashion.
Do we have breaking news music or anything? No?
We really don't. We used to have, let me look here. Let me see if I had anything on my old. How about if I just give you a little...
Io DeSumo is in the starting lineup.
Wow! Thank goodness I hadn't placed my Bovado bet. That's big, man.
I guess, yeah. It's big for him. I'm super stoked that he's back.
Oh, it's incredible.
I honestly still think they're going to lose.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, that's not fine that you think that, but no. Listen, you're still an underdog, even with Io.
Sure. I was telling you guys, imagine instead of getting hurt against Michigan State, imagine he just misses the shot.
Right.
Then you still lose at Rutgers by 15. I don't think you're feeling great that you're going to win this game, even if coming into the game you didn't have the context of Io getting hurt.
I agree.
It does give you that little extra bit of oomph and adrenaline, like, holy cow, this guy's back already.
Isaac, what kind of What kind of confidence does it give you to have Io out there?
I think it helps me. It gives me a little bit more confidence, makes me a little bit more excited for this game, because I do feel like, yeah, even if he misses that shot against Michigan State, I really don't think you lose by 15 to Rutgers, so maybe there's a little bit more hope. And one thing that's kind of interesting to me is Brad decided to go with Felice in the starting lineup, so Io, Trent, Felice, DeMonte, and Kofi. So still keeping Georgie on the bench, bringing Allen, Tev, Kipper.
Allen goes back to the bench.
Yes.
Okay, so
and Felice is going to start, who's really been your guy off the bench until Io got hurt. So I think it makes it a lot more interesting to watch. Like, yeah, I still think we're going to lose, but when you have a guy like Io, I mean, you're probably not going into as bad of a scoring slump.
Yep.
You know Io's going to make those plays, and I mean, he's still a solid defender. He's got length and everything. So
I've said that, and if you have been a coach or even a fan of a team, there is always one player on your team that when they're on the court, everything just feels better. Everybody else is more confident. I can't explain it as a coach, but there were certain kids that I've coached the last 3 years that if they were on the court, I just felt better as a coach.
Sure.
Like, everything's going to be fine now. Whether or not, you know, they did everything. But I think Io is that for Illinois, and not just for Brad Underwood and the staff to look out and say, oh, thank goodness Io's playing. I think that's for Kofi. I think it's for Trent. I think it's for everybody, and the fact that Io's out there, everything's going to be okay. And I don't know that that was the case last season. I don't know that that was the case.
I don't know if it had been established yet.
Right.
That he was sort of the leader of the pack, if you will.
But certainly, I think that has been established now. Let's talk more about this as we draw.
By Honda BMW of Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Boom.
Or online at drivechampaign.com.
All right, so there it is, the news. Io is playing tonight. Illinois brought him out in warmups in a uniform and essentially said, let's see how you feel once you've warmed up, and he must feel well. And good. So I'm guessing that we'll see something in this all-access thing tonight from Brad Underwood.
Maybe so.
That maybe talked about that. How cool would it be?
If they're doing their job right, we will.
If Brad Underwood and the coaching staff and the trainer or whatever, how cool would it be if they were in a room with Io and said, what do you think? And he said, I'm good. Let's go. That would be good TV, man.
That'd be awesome.
Couldn't you also kind of juice that up, though? And be like, okay, we're going to see you down here, and we're going to shoot this out into the media, you know?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, I guess you could.
Just for good
I mean,
ratings.
Io's definitely been, this might sound negative, but I mean it as a positive. He's been really good at branding himself.
Yes.
And exploit is the wrong word, but his family has become sort of like a business icon.
There's no doubt.
Right? They're at every game.
Yep.
You recognize them. He's got the unfinished business shirts.
Yep.
He's very good at branding himself. You know, he took his logo dark for the 2 weeks. You know, he's really good at that.
He really is.
Aspect of it. So it probably wouldn't surprise me if there was a little bit of showmanship there.
I agree. Well, Illinois is going to need him as the Illini face Penn State on the road. The Nittany Lions 20-5 overall. 10-4 in the Big Ten. Guys, Illinois has lost 6 straight games to Penn State. 6 straight. And I thought Derek Piper, Trevor, said it right. It's just a lot of it has been just a bad matchup.
Illinois was just cool before it was cool to lose to Penn State. That's all. They were just ahead of the curve. Everybody else was beating Penn State. But they knew that in Pat Chambers' 1,000th year as head coach, Penn State would finally be good. I mean, Penn State has been a bad matchup for Illinois for sure. Lamar Stevens being there and coming back this year was a big part of it. Because if you think about it, Illinois handled Penn State during the DJ Newbill and those types of teams years. Remember Kendrick Nunn got in the fight with him when Illinois was up 20.
He was a freshman then.
So, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, so Illinois has been able to handle Penn State, but lately it just feels like, and I know we've killed some of those demons this year with Wisconsin being one of them. You won at Purdue for the first time since 2010.
Updating stats,
at
baby.
Michigan for the first time since 2010. You might lose. You might very well lose tonight, and it might be the first time you respectably lose to Penn State in this what would then be a 7-game losing streak.
Crazy.
I think you could argue all of the other 6 were an upset.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember at any one
time.
Well,
I think last year when they came here.
Sure. But remember,
Illinois
that was
bad.
But that was the Flying Illini when they were here. And Illinois had won, I think, 4 in a row going into that. My point is maybe not spread-wise.
Fair enough.
But going into the Penn State game last year at home. Was that last year?
Yeah.
That I'm remembering that right?
Yeah, because Stevens went off.
Right. But going into that game, you had won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't remember if you were favored or not in that game, but I guess what I mean is tonight would be the first time you could lose to Penn State and have everybody go, well, that makes sense.
Well, speaking of 5, if Illinois loses, it would be their 5th Big Ten game in a row that they would lose. That'd be the first time since 18. Illinois lost 18 straight against top 25 teams in true road games. So that has the danger of happening here. The last time it actually happened, the last victory on a ranked team's home court, 2014 at Iowa.
Wow.
So not
prior
good.
To the Wisconsin win on the road, and then obviously Purdue and Michigan as well, Brad Underwood had a putrid true road game record in Illinois. I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
But starting to turn around a little bit.
Illinois hasn't won at the Bryce Jordan Center, by the way, since 14. So... A lot of stuff here. A lot
Doesn't
of stats.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
2015, right, was when Malcolm Hill hit that shot at the last second, I think, to beat
Penn State. To beat him here.
Yeah,
yes.
At State Farm.
Yeah, so we'll see. But listen, this is a really good Penn State team.
Penn State's really good. They've won, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. Their losses, you can count them on one hand. Ole Miss, very early on, made very little sense. They lost by 2. At Ohio State, they just got killed, 106-70.
Wow.
Then they had a 3-game losing streak.
That's weird on both ends.
Yeah, they had a 3-game losing streak to restart Big Ten play in early January at Rutgers. That doesn't look that bad.
No.
Wisconsin, that doesn't look that bad. And at Minnesota, not great, but not horrible.
Have they lost at home?
They have not lost since Minnesota. They've lost at home once to Wisconsin.
Right, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's it, though.
That's why Rutgers is still the only undefeated team at home.
Yeah.
At the rack.
But, I mean, Penn State was under 500 in the Big Ten at 3-4 at one point. Now they're 10-4.
Lamar Stevens, he's a stud. Last year, by the way, he went 25-8 against Illinois in that win here. They won 83-76. 25 points, 8 rebounds. He's averaging about 15-5 in his career against Illinois. He's never lost to – he's the new Brian Cardinal now?
I guess so.
You're going to see also Miles Dredd, the sophomore. He had a season-high 16 – on Saturday, hit 4 threes.
Hopefully that he got that out of his system.
He's shooting almost 42% from the three-point line. And, of course, Mike Watkins, another guy that has been big against Illinois. Last year, he took advantage of Illinois not having much size.
And if you remember last year, Mike Watkins stunk for the entire year.
And then had a really good game
against
Illinois.
To the point where he was being benched. He wasn't getting minutes. He had 12 minutes the game before they played Illinois last year. Then in the Illinois game, he has 29 minutes and gets a double-double.
Yep.
And again this year, Jeremy had a Penn State writer on this morning. He said, for whatever the reason, he is not topping 20 minutes this year.
It's weird.
Out of a 40-minute game, here's his game log for the last 10. 19, 16, 19, 17, 20, 21, 16, 6.
Wow.
6
Probably
minutes.
Foul trouble?
Well, he got 3 fouls, but, I mean, he played 6 minutes against Minnesota in the home win. So it's weird because he's been really good this year. But he's basically played as many minutes a game as a Kipper or
right.
a Tevian have been playing
right.
lately.
More Illinois here in a second. All right, last week, I felt bad saying it, but when I was talking about how I actually said when the Astros decided to make a trade and they were essentially, what's the word? They were taking like a prospect who's like their 8th best prospect and adding speed to him.
Yeah, they were fabricating a spin rate.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Trying to make him look better than they actually were to get a better bargain for the deal.
And I'm like, you know what? They all need their butt whipped.
They need their Astros whipped.
They need their Astros whipped. And I was like, I shouldn't say that's not very nice of me, but Nick Markakis. I think he agrees.
To see something like that, it's damaging to baseball. You know, it's anger. I feel like every single guy over there needs a beating.
Yeah! Not that we're condoning that, kids.
Whoa.
This is just fun. This is just fun as it comes out.
There's a gif of the guy eating popcorn excitedly, and he's bouncing in the chair, and the popcorn spilling everywhere. That's basically my reaction as you see. I mean, guys are coming out. Cody Bellinger's
they're mad.
Mike Trout's mad, and you never hear him say.
No.
He's the silent face of baseball, so when he comes out and says something, you know it's bad. I think Justin Turner of the Dodgers said... the only problem with the World Series trophy is that it has the commissioner's name on it, or something like that. I mean, guys are not just disagreeing, but vehemently.
Yes, they are
implicating that things will happen this year when they play the Astros.
And stuff you don't normally see.
No,
it's stuff you don't you just don't normally see. All right, real quick, Ryan McGee, ESPN gave a little bit of an update on Ryan Newman's condition.
Last night was the best update possible, which is the scenario we all feared was not what it was, and so you heard that just a second ago from Steve O'Donnell, Vice President of NASCAR, who said non-life threatening injuries. I actually just chatted. I'm here at Halifax Health, the hospital right across the street. From Daytona National Speedway, and I chatted with some of the executives from Roush Fenway Racing just a few seconds ago as they arrived here at the hospital, and I don't think there's going to be any updates today. Now it's just a wait and see to see exactly what all they're dealing with. But the good news is that Ryan Newman is still with us, and if I'm being 100% honest, I've been coming to this is my 25th Daytona 500, and if I'm being honest with you guys, last night I thought I was going to be delivering very bad news. And that was not the case.
That's true. And thank goodness for Ryan Newman. So, again, we haven't heard much of
his condition.
Condition. Thank you. I could not think of the word. I'm assuming more will come out here in the next couple of days about Ryan Newman. But Denny Hamlin gets the win. Back-to-back Daytona 500s for Denny Hamlin. All right, we got like 10 seconds. What quarterback says he's going to go one last run at it?
Drew Brees announces today that 2020-2021 will be one last run at it with the Saints.
Okay. Well, I like Drew Brees, man. That means I only have to get beat by Drew Brees one more year in fantasy football because he does it every year.
There you go. This was Drive Time brought to us by Honda BMW of Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check them out at Honda BMW of Champaign or online at drivechampaign.com. Elon, CMI knows that safety is a big concern during the winter. Certainly was for people around here last weekend when customers, vendors, and coworkers can easily slip on the slush and ice that's tracked on the floors. Make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone. Go local with CMI. Visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign or check them out online. You can look at the Banana Cone on CMIClean.com. Call them today at 217-359-6262. That is 217-359-6262.
What is Illinois' record right now?
They are, 16-9, I believe?
Is that right, Isaac?
That is correct.
16-9 and 8-7?
8-6.
8-6.
Getting ahead of yourself there.
Oh, that's right.
That is what it could be tomorrow.
It could be that tomorrow. Illinois and Penn State tonight. Kind of a cool thing that is going to happen tonight in this broadcast, which is about ready to get going. Fox Sports 1 is doing an all-access broadcast. And you had a snippet of this from last year, right?
It was last week. I think they do one or two a month.
Okay.
Where essentially...
mic up both coaches. They go in the locker rooms. They go in the huddle.
And they don't have any commercial breaks either, which is another interesting part of it. I'm not exactly sure what they do instead of going to commercial.
That is interesting.
But they don't. If you want to pop it up again, yep. This is just kind of a snippet of what you'll hear.
We let them get easy ones to start. How much time's on the clock? 8:20. All right, that's a ball buster.
Stay together.
Here we go. 20 more. Family on three. 1, 2, 3.
So this is at halftime talking. This is during the game.
Clock at 3. Fowler puts it up.
See, that'll be kind of cool. That'll be kind of cool to hear that. Yeah. So Brad Underwood.
Actually do have them live talking as the game's going on here. So we'll see.
Okay. Brad Underwood and Pat Chambers both be mic'd up tonight. It'll be kind of cool. Brad Underwood on the idea of doing this.
I've not figured out if this is a good thing or not yet, but I think it's great for the fans. I think they get a little insight as to what we go through. I'm probably glad there's a 5-second delay in some areas, but
yeah, it'll be a different experience, and we'll find out how much we do on the sidelines in terms of the emotions of the game and the calls and so on and so forth.
That is Brad Underwood. Real quick, Wes, appreciate this, said latest update is that Ryan Newman is alert and speaking with family and doctors. So
that's great.
That's good news there on Ryan Newman. All right, back to Illinois. Again, you just heard Brad talking about that. I know one thing that he's probably going to say tonight is, you got to stop Stevens.
In so many words, yes.
Yeah, so Lamar Stevens has been really good against Illinois, averaging about 15-5. And what did I say last year? He went for 25-8 mm-hmm. against him. How in the world do you stop that dude?
Yeah, there's certain guys you can play great defense on, and they make shots. He's one of them. And he does it at an elite level. You've got to take away his easy points. You've got to take away his offensive rebound putbacks. You've got to take away his uncontested threes in transition. You've got to take those things away. And then make him shoot hard shots, knowing he's going to make some. And, that's what really good players do. That's what next-level guys do. And he's been that for his whole career at Penn State.
Brad Underwood, how do you stop Lamar Stevens? Other guys on that team, too. Dredd is really good. Watkins has hurt you in the past. So the good news for Illinois tonight, Myron Jones out for Penn State. So Myron Jones is going to miss, I think, his fourth game for Penn State, but they're winning without him. And if you're just joining us, good news about Io.
He is in the starting lineup.
In the starting lineup. So that's awesome. Is that Kent, what you were going to
Kent Brown, obviously a lot of SID. Kent. He just tweeted that tonight he's going to be in the game truck with the Fox Sports 1 guys watching the All Access from there.
Oh, that's cool.
The end of his tweet says, Coach Underwood is going to wear a live mic for the entire game. He said to me today that he's been lectured by his wife, his mother, and his agent. His wife, his mother, and his agent lectured him today.
When you get mom in on it, too, yeah. That's not good. I said that last hour. I guarantee you his wife has said to him,
you were right.
You need to take it easy here. But when mom calls you, then you know you really got to take it easy tonight. That's exactly what it was. I know one thing that would make Brad happy and not in a bad thing of doing and saying bad things would be playing good defense because they didn't against Rutgers.
We can talk all we want about the offensive end, the defensive end, the transition. All of that was... very poor. By far and away, the worst execution on that end of the court we've had all year. And so that's something we've talked a great deal about. And obviously, I don't care who you are. You miss your alpha. You miss your leader, your guy. I don't care what team you are. And you go on the road and you play a top half team in this league, you're going to lose. That was a challenge. I thought our kids fought. I thought Kofi had, by far and away, his best half of play in the first half. His aggressiveness was off the chart. We made some plays that that kept us in it, but way too many mistakes in transition, and that was a ball game.
That is true, and that's one thing that Illinois has to do tonight against Penn State is limit the transition defense and limit the transition offense at Penn State. They like to get down the court. They like to score in a hurry. And a guy like Lamar Stevens is a guy that can really hurt you on that transition in terms of getting down. All right. Listen, the game is about ready to start here, so we are going to take a quick break. The line now 5.5, I guess. If I'm going to bet that, I need to do that.
You better hurry up.
Yeah, but I got to do work first. I'm a professional. Hey, spring is crunch time for the majority of high school seniors. College acceptances will arrive in March or April, and decisions and a big deposit must be made by May. Busey recommends reviewing two key questions as you evaluate college acceptances. How well does your school meet your child's needs? Make a second campus visit. Maybe learn more about the academics, extracurriculars, and the student life. And if they can't visit, they can always email a department, a professor, or a student ambassador. Not a bad idea. Now, what is the cost of college to you and your child? Well, $10,820 is the current tuition and fees for residents at public four-year universities. That's on average. Compare out-of-pocket costs at each college. And by the way, the sooner you save, the better. Even modest savings can add up over time. College closer than you think. Curb rising tuition prices with Busey. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today or call 1-800-67-BUSEY to get started. Busey, member FDIC.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
In the mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare, or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-618-1414. That's 800-618-1414. 800-618-1414.
After 29 years at the U of I, the Illini shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good. Total inventory liquidation now in effect. All items marked down at least 35%. T-shirts as low as 3 for $22. Long sleeve tees as low as 3 for $35. New markdowns daily with many items already reduced 50% or more. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more all on closeout. Shop early for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campus Town.
It's time to play another round of Name That Company. Today's lucky contestant is Hans from Illinois. How are you, Hans?
Doing well.
Are you ready for round one?
Yeah.
Okay. This company is an award-winning car dealership located right here in Central Illinois.
Is it Hot Wheels?
Oh, so close. Their friendly and helpful staff is committed to helping you find the vehicle of your dreams.
Is it Matchbox?
They're located on the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Oh, I know. It's Honda BMW Champaign.
That's right. Just like Honda BMW, you're a winner.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Every cut of beef brisket, turkey breast, pork loin, and chicken are carefully selected and rubbed with a signature spice blend, infused with Hickory Smoke for juicy, award-winning flavor. Head on in and help them celebrate their 25-year anniversary. Dine in, take it home, or serve it up to the entire gang in Decatur, Springfield, Urbana, and Peoria. Check out daily specials at hickoryriver.com.
Every time I've gone to Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford, I've had a terrific experience. I like having a little drive and negotiating the family plan, starting my meal with one of Donnie's delicious salads and homemade salad dressing. There are special drinks on the menu. And when it comes to meat, it's like it's Donnie's specialty. I've sampled the prime rib, the ribs, the shish kebabs are delicious. Check it out for yourself, Long Branch Steakhouse. 310 South Main Street in downtown Gifford.
Houlihan's has terrific drink specials and happy apps from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays and all day on Sunday.
Start your week off with the half-priced draft beer.
Then half-priced bottles of wine on Tuesdays.
Also on Tuesdays, they have music live in the lounge from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. with some great local talent combos entertaining folks while they dine at Houlihan's.
A great choice for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch, 9 to 2.
Houlihan's in the Hotel and Conference Center at 1st and St. Mary's Road.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481 or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
I was so frustrated. My laundry set just died, and I didn't have time to go all over town shopping. Between working and getting the kids to practice, I had to do it all online. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is where I purchased before, so I went there, appliance-world.com. Instantly, I got a response. I purchased a Maytag washer and dryer, had it shipped right away, and got their free 10-year protection plan. Really was easy. I dealt with a Dick Van Dyke sales associate right here in Central Illinois. Wow.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This is a true online story in the Champaign-Urbana area within the past month. Tired of hearing,
shipping is going to cost you a ton, buddy.
Or that'd be 3 or 4 weeks at least. When shopping online, Dick Van Dyke has made online business local and easy. I guarantee the best deal, whether online or in store, on your next appliance purchase. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare, or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-618-1414. That's 800-618-1414. 800-618-1414.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands, Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands, Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's. Okay, so I'm not Shane. He actually couldn't make it. He's actually pretty busy making pizzas or something. I don't know. What day is it? Because they have a different special every weekday. They got pizza, Italian beef, fried chicken, chicken sandwiches. You get the idea. Anyway, that's where he's at. But he bought this ad time, so here I am. You can go say hi to Shane. He's at Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Or you can just call, I guess, 328-2334. Either way, he's not here. So go get you some Rosati's. It's really good. Is that enough? Are we done?
Hey, it's Stevie J. I
they've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
I-L-L-I-N-I. Cheer on the Illini at Pia Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce Light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Trevor Valise, Isaac Ambrose sitting in studio with us. Illinois just hits a three, and they are a two, I guess. They are tied now with Penn State, 8-8. We're under the first 16-minute timeout. Basically, what has happened so far, and this is not good news for Illinois, Kofi has two fouls already. And the second foul was a little bit of a ticky-tack. And since they have the coaches mic'd up on the all-access, Brad Underwood said, you can't let this happen on one end and then call a ticky-tack on the other. That's not right.
You don't call that kind of foul in this league. But then after he sort of patted the ref on the back, he went over to Kofi and said, you can't try to go after a steal when you already got a foul. Yep. That's not smart.
He's like, you
got to
be smart. You got one foul already. You can't be dumb.
It's interesting. I mean, that's definitely access you don't otherwise get.
Yeah.
So that's cool. I don't love that, you know, Joe Davis is the second best Fox announcer. He's the Team B guy for like an NFL Sunday.
Right.
So you've essentially got the only guy at Fox who's under Joe Buck calling this game, and you're asking him to not talk.
It's weird.
And I don't love that because, I mean, I'd almost prefer that if you were going to go all access, you say there's no announcers.
Correct.
And you just let the coaches take it. Obviously, you bleep it out if there's some kind of a curse or something, and you just let the crowd noise take it, because to have the all access for the entire game
is weird.
But then also have the announcers trying to determine when to chime in is a little strange.
Yeah, and maybe because I don't know, but I don't think this is going to be the case because it looks like they still have them both. Now, Kipper gets fouled, no call. Of course, that's at the other end. Kipper's automatically get. I've never seen a guy.
Now, hang on, Lon.
I've never seen a guy.
you say you don't want to live in the moment. In terms of, you know, your overreaction to something.
I know, but that is an overreaction I've had for 4 years.
You've never seen a guy what?
That does not get a call on one end and gets immediately in foul trouble on the other.
You think Kofi could be one of those guys?
Maybe.
Because I think Brad's been really harping after the refs that just because he's 7 feet tall doesn't mean he can't get fouled.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Yeah, I mean, you know, because a lot of times a big man can get away with something on one end, but yeah, it's tough. But yeah, you got Kofi in foul trouble. Penn State's up 9-8 in this game. Io did start, and is he still on the court?
Can't really tell.
Georgie just had a shot blocked. I guess that was by Mike Watkins. So yeah, but I'm with you on this. What time did this game start? When did I move to California with this early starts?
I mean, it's really early if you're in California. It's mid-afternoon.
Yeah,
and I will say that when I was out there for the week, for the Redbox Bowl, I don't know if I love it or hate it. You wake up at 9 a.m. and there's games on.
It's weird.
And then all the games are done by 7.
Right.
Like, I'm talking like the late games are done by 7. So you can kind of have the rest of your night if you're a sports fan to do other stuff. But then it's also weird that the primetime games are happening at 4 o'clock.
I think Hawaii, you know, when I was in Hawaii once, the Cardinal baseball games, the night games, would get done about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'd go up to the bar. I'm like, did the Cardinals win? Oh, they did win. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely weird. Beer. Something to get used to for sure.
It's crazy. All right, some more stuff to talk about today with Illinois and Penn State. Obviously, this is a game that if Illinois could win this game, I mean, let's talk for a minute about that. Like,
okay,
what would happen if Illinois wins this game? And in terms of, I saw a tweet from our buddy Karp today that essentially said, if you win a game tonight where you're not expected to win and knock off a number 9 ranked team in the country on the road, number one, it's another quad one win, but you're pretty much locked into the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I'd say so. At 17 wins, you're assuming that most definitely you're beating Nebraska, Northwestern, if nobody else. That puts you at 19 and a 12-8 Big Ten record. Mm. And that's not even assuming you get one against Iowa or Ohio State if you win tonight.
Yeah.
I would say if they win tonight, you can put your worst fears to bed unless they go out and lose against Nebraska or Northwestern.
Right.
Because other than Nebraska, Northwestern, there isn't a bad loss even potentially left on this schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if they lost every remaining game in terms of Iowa, Ohio State, games like that, there's no shame in losing any of those games.
No.
So you could finish, I don't know, at worst you'd be, what, 19 and 12?
Yeah,
but probably. There's nothing wrong with being 19 and 12 if all 12 of those losses come to quad one teams.
That's a good point.
And other than Miami and Missouri, they would.
Yep.
10 of your 12 losses would come to teams that are above you in the tournament seeding line.
Well, not only would a win be big for the quad one, but tonight, I mean, this is a seeding win right here.
For sure.
This is one of those games where you win, you knock off a top 10 team on the road, and all of a sudden now, when seedings come around, instead of a 7, you're a 6 because of a win like this.
It kind of doesn't feel like this is a top 10 team on the
road.
It's
weird, right?
Because you're used to Penn State being...
Correct.
Now, you are used to Penn State beating Illinois lately, but you're not necessarily used to... Like, they're basically ranked comparable to where Duke is ranked right now, and this would not feel, if you won this game, anything like if you went on the road and beat Duke, right?
No, not at all.
But by ranking and net-wise for your tournament... wow, Pat Chambers is at midcourt.
Pat's not happy. Lamar Stevens, he's saying, just got pulled down by, was that Trent Frazier, Isaac?
Yeah.
Trent Frazier.
Now,
but
see, this is where you want to hear the all-access.
I know.
I don't think they have it right now.
Now,
so.
Trevor, coming down, I know you guys were just talking about the end of the season. This is when games, like, say we go to Ohio State, that's when losing by, if we do lose less than 10, is really important, right? Because that's what
Agreed.
The committee's going to look at. So
part of it, because the net, if you lose by more than 10, it dings you more.
Okay.
Which I think is so dumb.
So even if we do lose a couple more coming down the stretch, that's when I feel like the committee's really going to look at how'd you lose.
And it's why I wish that Rutgers game finished as close as it was. Because if you lose, let's say, 67-65 in a heartbreaker, you know, that stinks. But you almost lost by 20.
Exactly.
And that actually dropped them 4 spots in Ken Palm.
Really?
And I have to feel like they would have dropped no more than 2 if they hadn't lost that game by almost 20.
Okay. Well, a couple of things that have happened if you're just joining us, Illinois and Penn State on right now. What is the score?
Trent's 2 for 2, by the way.
That was one of the two.
I believe it's 15-14 Illinois. Okay.
We have missed like 4 layups already in the first half.
Yeah, so. Kofi missed a layup.
Georgie's missed one and got one blocked.
Okay.
Too, so.
And then Io missed a layup. He also had a turnover early, but he is playing. And Trent Frazier, which is a story because he has not been making shots of late, has come out on fire tonight and hit his shots and also had another nice pass on one of the last possessions for Illinois. So that's good. You got to see Trent get going.
Penn State's missed their 3s early. I think they're 1 for 4 right now.
Okay.
So that's got to continue. But, of course, it offsets if Kofi's not on the court and Penn State's missing their shots, because that's a key for both teams that isn't working right now.
And in Trent's case, we've seen him light it up, right? We've seen him shoot from everywhere and make everything before. It's like when you see these guys in the NBA, like James Harden, you'll see him go 0 for 13 in the next game. You know, he's going 10 for 12.
Right.
So, I mean, it's got to end at some point, right? Trent's bound. He's a shooter. He's bound to have one of these games where he's making everything.
I think a night like tonight to be able to beat a Penn State team, and they are good. I mean, let's be honest. They're 20-5 overall and 10-4 in the Big Ten. For a team like Illinois tonight to win this game and to stay in this game, they're going to need kind of a special night from somebody.
Yeah, I would think so, especially
like I always say, everybody be good, but somebody be great. That's
right.
What Trent could be that guy tonight. And it takes me back to that Gonzaga game last year where he could not miss against Gonzaga. So you still got an Io DeSumo. I mean, is Io back on the bench yet? Or, I mean, what does he look like to you? You guys have been able to watch this, Isaac, especially you, a little bit more than me.
Yeah.
Does Io look like he's moving
fine? He looks the same. I mean, his first bucket was a behind the back dribble cut. And I mean, he planted on both of his legs. Okay. I see them going back and forth. So he honestly doesn't look any different.
Illinois is 3 for 8 on layups so far. That's from Derek.
Oh, goodness.
So essentially they've had 8, you know, point blank looks at the rim and they've converted less than 50% of them. It's been a problem all year.
It has been.
And I don't know. Some of it, I think,
shooting in general.
Well, sure. And some of it, I honestly do think you have to attribute to the fact that literally every 5 man in the Big Ten is just a ridiculously strong, stacked dude. So, like, yes, the layups, making 50% of your layups is not great, but you are going up against Stevens, Watkins, you know, Garza. You got guys like this every single night that you're playing.
That's going to be so tough for Brad, too, because what are you supposed to do? Spend an hour at practice shooting layups? Like, guys, this is why you came here, because you can make layups.
Yeah, well, guess what? Io just made one, but they called the foul before the layup.
Yes, they did.
That maybe frustrates me more than anything in this in basketball.
No, see, now you've already had two different things that have frustrated you more than anything.
Well, Kipper never getting a foul and then getting in foul trouble immediately because he never gets the benefit. And then that, because it's like one time down the court, they won't, you know, they'll call the foul and say that the bucket counts, and you're sitting there going, wait a minute, he wasn't even close to shooting.
Yeah. No, I would say that my biggest problem with refs overall is not a missed call, but if it's inconsistent.
Inconsistent.
Right, like if they're just blowing things both ways. I think, okay, well, you know, this is an even game and they're not calling
it. Yep, I agree.
But when they're giving one team every foul and the other team none, that's when I really start to have a problem.
Right.
Or they reason it with the, you know, like we talked about with rookies and umpires, they reason it with the, well, the home team. What do you mean, well, the home team? Like, just call
the
game.
Does that matter? Georgie needs to be able to get the ball underneath and then take it back outside.
Yeah, you got
to
tie up there.
The ball cannot die inside with Georgie.
I think Illinois needs to have a bigger lead than they have right now. It's 15-14 with 10 to go, but Penn State has missed several point-blank looks. They've missed several three-pointers, and I have to feel like at some point those are going to start falling, and if Illinois doesn't have enough karma built up by then, you could be in trouble.
Hey, and by the way, DeMonte is guarding Lamar, especially right now. All right, thanks to Derek Piper joined us today. Isaac, good stuff, my friend.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk all about this game tomorrow. We're out of here. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.